It's the Easter roast of Grandma.
Bad songwriting.
One day, I was smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and upload it to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk Spanish. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
She goes to the good place, but she's not supposed to be there after she dies.
Yeah, no, I don't want to. So this is not the first time that we've been recommended the show. I think another friend has recommended the show to us, and I think we talked about it on this podcast. And
for a second I thought I was missing something, and then I remembered what you were talking about, and then I was like, oh yeah, I'm not missing that. I don't want to watch that.
You do want to watch that.
Yeah.
It looks like a sitcom.
It's not a sitcom. It kind of, it's good. Do y'all like Parks and Rec?
No.
No. It's not that I don't like that. I've never tried to watch it.
No, I don't like it. And I think the reason I don't like it is because everybody else likes it. And there's no reason for me to see it. They're already watching it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make me,
yes.
Reactionary? Yeah. Yeah, it does a little bit. And that's just too damn bad. That just needs to. This what happened. I just don't care. I don't have the time to care.
Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it's not the Mean Green.
Oh.
Wrong podcast. It's a Deranged Penguin podcast. And everybody's tired. Like Dell just sounds all. He's like asleep. I think he has a sleeping bag wrapped around him right now.
Junior, I'm channeling Brad.
Sleep also. I am tired, but I'm going to power through it for you, the listener, because I love you.
We don't.
Nope. I'm giving you no love kind of power. You.
Huh? I'm what?
If you weren't singing, you would have heard. The listener heard.
What did they hear?
What I said.
What did you say?
You should listen to it.
What?
Catch the show.
When does it come out?
I don't know.
Whenever we're not tired enough. Dell, how's your business going?
Man, it's...
Because it looks like it's eating the life out of you. Is it harder than when you were a farmer?
It's different kind of hard. It's, you know, it's like, it's my thing. And so there's as much work as I want to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And right now it's fun. So I want to do it all the time, but it's tiring. But it's also in shambles, like the background, back office stuff. And so it's kind of like, apart from having a built-in customer base, it's pretty much what I think starting a business from scratch would be.
Except you have a business already.
Except all the pieces are already there, and I don't have a choice in what pieces to use. Mm. But they're all in a pile on the ground. And I just have to put them back together. Before I can even replace these pieces with other pieces, I have to put the picture back together. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And so that's where it is, man. And it's cool. It's cool. We'll see. I'm excited about the new year starting. I'm just trying to make it through the end of this year.
I think that's a reasonable, it's a reasonable thing to do, yeah.
Because I don't want to make sweeping changes to the structure, the background structure at the end of a fiscal year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. It's hard to understand that when, like, we don't exactly know what you're talking about. I mean, mm-hmm. Details. We can't really give you advice. Like, you know, you don't want to make sweeping background changes, right? I mean, okay, how big are these? I mean, I don't know. But that's good. It's good for you. Rooting for you here over here in San Antonio.
Thanks. Looking at there, Gina. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Mm-hmm.
Gina, why are you so tired?
Oh, I didn't get very much sleep last night.
Why is that?
Our child hates us.
Oh, yeah. Is it hate, she what? Hate me or does she hate you? Because I think she hates you.
I think she mostly hates me.
She, like, slammed the door on you today, right?
She did. She said bye-bye and shut the door.
What? That was not nice of her.
Right, cool. So,
you know, sometimes I do that, too. So I think she just seen what we all see.
With my mom life. I'm not needed anymore. Although I am needed. So that's the hard part. So I'm like, cool, I'll go.
How did this happen where she shut the door on your face?
I was dropping her off at her grandmother's house. Mm. And I was trying to talk to her grandmother. But she was trying to shove me out the door. The child.
Bye, mommy.
Which is cool. It's better than leaving when she's, like, screaming her head off and making you feel bad for ditching her.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, yes, my lack of sleep last night has caught up with me today, and I'm ready to go to sleep. And I think I have, like, an infection.
What?
Ooh, what?
In my lymph node under my ear.
What? Ooh.
So it hurts, and these headphones are applying just the sweetest amount of pressure.
So this is an exciting episode.
It's great.
Okay. I'm just letting
y'all know what's going on in my neighborhood.
What was I going to say? I don't know. I've had to wake up early this week, which is not fun. I mean, who likes to wake up early?
I love waking up early.
That's catching up to me a little bit, but I mean,
if it's something fun.
I hate waking up early.
That's the deal.
I hear you, man. That's the other thing. Like, I go to sleep thinking about business stuff, and I wake up at 7 o'clock every morning, regardless of what time I go to sleep.
Yeah,
and wide awake, and that's whatever. Being old sucks.
Yeah, I wake up at 7 o'clock every day too. It just no matter what. Like the other day, you know, Gina's talking about the kid. Kid stayed up all night, and we fell asleep at 6 a.m., and I woke up at 7. I could just, right on time. Body can, that's good, I guess. I don't need my alarm, but I don't want
to. Kind of.
My body would wake
up. When I want to sleep, I want to sleep, man.
You wake up at 8, Gina's every
time? Yeah.
Lazy bum, get up.
And on the weekends, I could probably still sleep until 11 like I used to, but I cannot, so I do not.
It's all because you procreated, you know?
I know.
Yeah, well, it's your own fault.
I know. I brought this on myself.
Yeah, you make up for it when your kid, like, sings a song. So when you're happy and you know it, say hello. And they say, hello. And you're just like, well, I guess it's all worth it now. For some reason. I don't know why, but, you know, I guess. So it goes. So are you going to go to the doctor for that? For your infection? Or are you just going to slowly die?
I don't know. I was just going to kind of wait it out. See what happens. It travels to my brain or
you know, before That's Donald Trump plan. Takes away all our health care and forces us to battle it out on a reality show before, you know, declaring that he's going to heal us himself, I figure you can use your health insurance.
I guess, but I get why people don't go to the doctor. Like, you don't have time. I'm not even concerned about, like, the cost or anything. Cause, like,
oh,
said,
yeah?
That's what the insurance is for. I'm glad I have it, but I don't have time. I get too much to do in the day. And
like your work day?
Yeah.
You know, though, you're not gonna have the energy or be able to do it as efficiently if you don't get healthy.
As efficiently.
Yeah. Yes, maybe. Or say those words correctly.
That makes sense. That's the thing is that you go get it taken care of now so that way you have a better, like you lose a day so that way you don't lose parts of 5 days, which
exactly,
you know, aggregates to more. Like maybe you mess up tomorrow and then you got to deal with it, you know, a week from now because you messed up because you did a poor job today. So you take a day. It may not even be a day. Take a morning. Go handle your business, come back, good as new.
That's, I suppose.
That's how you go to the doctor. This is the way we go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. What is name some nursery rhymes for me, Delmer.
Ring around the rosy.
Is that a nursery rhyme or is that just
what is it? Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Little Bo Peep.
Do you know this Johnny
Little
Johnny
Jack
one?
Horner?
Like Johnny Johnny, yes, Papa.
That's not a nursery rhyme.
I don't know what it is. What is that thing?
If that
is, I don't know. I've never heard that.
How about red color, where are you?
Not
what about
right.
that?
What is that? See, what is that? Yeah. What are you even doing?
Am I doing to you right now?
Yeah.
You should learn about the color red. No, so our kid picked these up from, like, YouTube, you know? Like, cause everybody plays the kid's YouTube stuff.
Don't let your YouTube be your babysitter, man.
It's not the babysitter. But it is.
It does show up at a reasonable rate.
Yeah. It is handy in a pinch. When you can't find a grandmother lying around, you know?
Yeah.
There's your phone.
You got to get to a 3-hour movie. Cue it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we don't, one, number one, we don't just like let the YouTube do everything and plop her down, let her watch some YouTube and then just go off and check back in later. But we do let her watch it occasionally under supervision when we're like hanging out. Like if I maybe need to respond to an email late in the day, like, you know, I just got to send this one email. And then the kid's like, what are you doing? So you just, okay, here, watch Wheels on the Bus. Why not watch that? I think the problem is that, like, YouTube just spits out some random videos.
Have we talked about this before?
Yeah, we have. But then it's back in the news today because, like, some people with no kids, right? They've sent me links to this stuff. Apparently, it's been, like, a big deal. Like, YouTube has had to address it. There was a thing in the New York Times about like these, I don't want to call them parody videos, but they're just basically they take copyrighted characters,
mm-hmm.
and then they make they take those animations, stock animations, and they put some songs that are very popular in a lot of children's videos, and then you know they kill them. And look at Spider-Man playing drinking bleach, Peppa Pig drinking bleach. And so then, like, you know, parents, when they see them, they're like, pretty horrified about it. I think that's one thing. Those are bad. On the other hand, you have these weird videos where, like, a dad is crying, like a dad's playing around with his kid, and he's throwing up milk or something like that, Gina?
Yeah. You have those, too. What do you want to know about it?
I don't want to know. I mean, just describe a little bit more about it.
Yeah, they're videos where people, you know, make their own comedic kids things with their own kids. Some of them are just their kids in the videos, like playing or trying to be funny, sneaking up on their siblings and like trying to scare them and stuff. Or sometimes the parents get in on the action and dress up like kids, dress up like babies. And I don't know, it's like a whole string of bad kid videos. Where they all have in the title, bad kids do this, and that just sounds weird. It's like kid friendly fetish video. it's strange.
But it's like
that is weird.
Like mini genres of it, you know. It's kind of like, you know, like there's like Taken movies where like old man gets revenge on stuff, right? Like that's a whole
genre is probably a better word than what I said.
So like that is like a subgenre of like an action movie genre, right? So it's like that, but it's happening a lot quicker, and it's changing a lot quicker, I guess, because it's YouTube and people can you know change. It's the internet. It's the internet, right. Jim. So anyway. That's happening right now. And it's something that you don't really encounter unless you're, like, a parent, I guess. Because, like, why else would you be watching any of these videos? Like, you wouldn't... The algorithm wouldn't steer you. The big Plinko algorithm wouldn't steer you to these videos otherwise, right? So that's what's new. I didn't know anything about these crazy asses that are dressing up like fucking babies and shit. Like assholes.
I just avoid YouTube entirely now. I don't pull it up anymore.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, that's... Already, like the kid already ruined my algorithm, so now Google thinks I like sport videos, like highlights of soccer, like NBA highlights, and Spider-Man teaching me how to count. You know, and that's wrong. It's not exactly what I like, Google.
No.
Isn't it?
But it is. It really is.
I like orange color, and messy highlight goals. So that's what's up with me. That's what's going on in my life. My life is very simple revolves around Spider-Man teaching me about the red colors. We grilled a turkey. Have you ever grilled a turkey on your Weber grill or your Weber grill or however you know them by?
I have not, and I would not.
Why?
Sounds like a bad idea.
Why?
Because sounds like dry. Sounds like dry.
It smells. It sounds like dry.
Yeah.
Like it's crinkly.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of sounds like that a little bit.
Well, the answer is no. You're wrong.
Sounds like dry. Answer no.
Yeah. Gina and I grilled it. We did a practice one because we weren't.
I disagree.
You do. I disagree with that. No. We grilled the turkey, man, and it came out delish. That skin was crispy and tender real good.
I guess, I mean, if you can get the heat indirect enough, how did you do it? How did you keep it from being direct heat and just overcooking the hell out of one side of it?
Well, you set up your Weber for two zone, like, indirect heat. Butterball.com will tell you.
How do you set it up?
Yeah.
Butterball.com.
Oh, this is brought to you, Bob. Now, there's more than a few recipes, and I think Butterball grabbed one of those recipes and made it their own. Whatever, it doesn't matter. They're all variation on the same thing. You set it up with two sides of the grill, the Weber grill, right? You can put the baskets there. We MacGyvered
a little. What are the baskets?
We like charcoal baskets. You can buy them like inserts, like $15. We MacGyvered some. We cut like what are those things called?
Grill grates.
Pans. Yeah, grill pans. We folded them up so that way the briquettes can be there.
Foil.
Yeah, you can do that with foil. You do it a lot of different ways. We don't have the little fancy Weber insert where like the thing flaps up, but you stick it down that way. You get about 25 on each side. Get them nice and going. You stick the bird right in the middle. And then you cover it up. Like in every hour, you add about 9 or 10 more. And for like a 10 to 15 pound turkey, you cook it about 3 hours. And we were adjusting because it was kind of cool outside, and I guess my backyard doesn't get the. I don't know. We were kind of figuring out the best place to put this grill, keep the heat. You know, you gotta learn your grill. And anyway, it came out great. Yeah. Like the dark meat was good. The white meat wasn't like overcooked. It wasn't dry.
White meat tasted like turkey. So
yeah,
I mean, yeah,
that's the thing. Neither of us are like super fans of turkey, and so, but it was like some of the best turkey I've ever had. I've got to say,
and the easiest to make.
Yeah, I was like, I was like waiting for more steps.
Look at that.
So I think, I think we're gonna kind of do that. For Thanksgiving, that was the thing. It was like we were like, "What if we fucked this up? I don't want to have this be the turkey and then like never have like practiced it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Come out with a ruined turkey." So I recommend it. It's super easy to do, and it frees up an oven.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're fancy like Brad and you have like 8 ovens and cooks to make it in.
Quadruple oven.
So what are you gonna use your oven now for? Now that
I gotta figure that part. Part out. That's
you don't eat it anymore.
Just turn off.
Done. Turkey. I mean, that's the weird thing. I used to plan like a month in advance my Thanksgiving side dishes and looking up recipes. And I reached a point even maybe a few years back where I had like everything printed out, like all the recipes I was going to use.
That's when I loved it, by the way.
And I created my grocery list and I knew exactly what I was going to buy right now.
Your Honor, Exhibit A.
I have zero plan.
House has changed.
But it's mostly fine. I mean, being super busy and having a kid has taught me to lighten up and not over prepare. And realize that I still get stuff done in due time. So, I mean, we're planning to take off next week, and I can't buy Thanksgiving groceries today anyway. They're not going to last until a week from now. So I'll worry about it next week.
There you go.
You
don't need to worry about
maybe,
it.
maybe not coincidentally, I haven't been in a loving marriage in 2 years. And I haven't had good Thanksgiving dinner in 2 years.
Man, that's a strong statement, man.
He's had it really rough.
Sounds like it. I'm sorry, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm out here grilling my own turkey. You know? What is this mess?
Hey, man.
Where's my dinner?
Nobody ever said life is easy.
If you want
turkey, you're going to have to grill it yourself. That's what they say.
That is what they say.
So what are you going to put in your oven then?
Did I just say I was worrying about it next week?
Yeah, but don't worry about it now, but maybe think about it right now.
Did I just say that?
Can I have some apple pie? I mean, not apple pie. Can I have some cherry pie? That's what I want, cherry pie.
Ew. Yeah, I'll make you a nasty cherry pie.
Cherry pie.
I hate cherry pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Cherry pie is pretty good.
No.
Lemon meringue pie. Not like me a good lemon meringue pie.
I like fresh cherries, but anything else, any food with cherries in it, I hate it. Or cherry flavored stuff.
Is there like a black cherry pie? Can you make black cherry pie?
Yeah. Black cherry? Yeah. Sure. Do it. Try it. Let us know.
I'm asking it. Has it been time tested?
Yes, hey, it's totally tested, man.
Do you have ham at your Thanksgiving? Is that a thing?
Ham?
Yeah. Ham.
Y'all usually do, right? Don't y'all usually
have
mega Thanksgiving with like 8 turkeys?
Yeah.
We had Thanksgiving dinner tonight, in fact.
Really?
When?
Yep. Because like my parents are going to McKinney next week to have Thanksgiving with my brother's family. So
you don't work. You don't get to do that. It doesn't. You don't get to have it. Part of Thanksgiving is like this day of, and that's fine to not
they
have
made
it.
Their bed. Yeah, they're going to McKinney.
Yeah, they chose which brother they like best.
We had the meal, man. I just wanted the food. That's all I was worried about.
You came in second, Del, this year in the sibling rankings.
You guys need to take that back.
Yeah, I was a little upset about it because they just didn't say anything to me about it.
Hey, Del had his list all ready to go. Well,
it's not like I can just up and leave the restaurant for 3 days. You know, like
that's
so you're having coffee for Thanksgiving.
That's why they let you run that thing, so they can get up out of there.
Yeah, probably.
Turkey pour over.
Yep, turkey pour over. cranberry flavored coffee. I may go down to New Orleans to Commander's Palace. No, we'll see.
That sounds like it's Civil War era. I don't know. That was vaguely racist, everything you just said right now.
I think, no. Punk, I think it has something to do with Napoleon, if anything.
Think,
but
I mean, you know, I think I'm more excited about Thanksgiving this year because I think I'm less busy this time. Usually, I don't know. I really for the past 10 years, I've been super busy at Thanksgiving, no matter what. And this year, for the first time in a long time, I'm less busy. And I know you're still busy, Gina, but I think you're less busy than you have been previous years. Yeah,
I will be next week. I ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's a nice situation. So I'm excited by grilling out some turkey.
Grill out.
Queuing up. Can I say queuing some turkey?
No.
Can I say that? No.
Putting your turkey online? No.
That's a windy joke that you made.
Why can't what? I'm
still here, huh?
How can you put your turkey online?
Yeah, don't worry about it, man. I'll explain it to you someday, and I'm telling you, it's not worth it, the explanation. So that's fun. I mean, I'm excited about that.
I'm excited about our kid enjoying Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I mean, that's she likes food. Like
she eats now.
Yeah, she like demands things.
8 teeth.
She wakes up in the morning, she says, food. Egg. I'm like, well, I guess Gina, she wants some egg.
Mm-hmm. She never says egg to me.
She says egg.
She says cookie to me.
Oh, she knows you. She's already got you.
Yeah, she knows
under
who,
her thumb, man.
You're the cookie guy, effort. Huh? Right, yeah, all right.
You look like you're going to open a package, maybe.
Won't you? She walks over with the big thing of cookies and like, cookie? Mm-hmm. Which is fine. Apparently, that was my
animal
first
animal crackers with no high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear. She's not eating the Chips Ahoy.
No?
No, I'm eating the Chips Ahoy. I was eating it someone else today.
I'm sure she will one day. But she
why do you buy Chips Ahoy like every 25 to 30 days?
Oh, you know, they taste so good.
Okay. But, you know, when she either buys those or makes those.
She who?
My wife. That's when
The useless person?
Yeah. See,
what does she use to make them?
What does she use?
I mean, yeah, how does she make them? How does she cook them? How does she make them hot?
In the oven, I guess. I don't know, man.
Mm. In the oven?
Hmm. Bakes cookies.
Interesting.
On the grill?
Interesting.
Have you grilled your cookies? Maybe you start grilling your cookies.
Can you do that?
I don't know. That'd be weird.
Oh, what'd it taste like?
No, so I'm not the hugest fan of cookies. And I only eat cookies when Gina makes them. And Gina makes them, like, when she's like, I don't know. When do you make them?
What's a cycle?
You make them when you're on your bicycle?
Yes. I like to cycle and bake.
When you kick an egg out the nest and you're like, it's time for
a spit machine?
Yep.
So there's that. I mean, it's not sliding
in cookies. Why is the camera only on Adam and like Gina's hair?
You know why.
There you go.
Hey, Gina.
I mean, we can, I don't know, there's just like a stigma on it.
Because Adam loves Adam.
Women cycle through eggs. Egg.
You cycle through eggs?
Cycling eggs. I also bake cookies.
Like, I need a fucking cookie.
They're delicious. Yeah, and I will eat all of them all by myself. I don't need any help.
So I sneak one or two. But you know what?
You like cookies, Del?
I was going to say when you were
what's your favorite
breastfeeding.
Kind? Yeah.
Chocolate chip.
You were making like breast milk cookies. Did that work for you? Was that a thing? You
what?
You called them that.
They were not breast milk cookies.
You made breast milk cookies?
That makes it look
It makes it look sound
creating
like
my own ingredients.
That's what I thought.
No, they were lactation cookies.
There you go.
Which helped to boost your supply.
Now, where did you read that? Where did that come from?
I like breast milk cookies.
Breast
milk
awesome. Cookies. Where did I read that? I don't know. A few places.
Huh? Fake news is what that is.
I have to cite my sources.
Don't say anything.
Point
like
is, that. You can eat certain things that help you boost your milk production.
Yeah, so you're making cookies.
So I was making cookies, and they were mostly just because I liked oatmeal cookies with chocolate chips. And I do like some chocolate.
These are from my lactation. Oh, nom, nom.
Yeah, they're probably a little heavier on the chocolate chip than on anything. Got new
pretty much. Just chocolate chip cookies. That's pretty much the only cookie I really like.
You don't like oatmeal chocolate chip?
Chocolate oatmeal cookies. I've never had chocolate chip oatmeal cookies.
It's amazing. Like,
chocolate oatmeal cookies are good. Like the no-bake, the ones they're no-bake, you just make them, lay them out on wax paper, and they become cookies somehow. I don't know. What?
That sounds weird.
Magic.
I think that's moldy cookie.
Dough. It's not a cookie.
They get real
dough.
Hard because
that's you forgot to bake it.
That's what your mom said because she didn't want to admit her wrong.
Guys, they're cookies. After all.
No, I promise. You're not supposed to bake them. Here you go, man.
Yeah, that's where.
You know,
right here.
You just.
Oh my gosh!
Me, I have cookies.
They look
at work.
So good.
Like okay.
Gina.
I got conned into buying dough from a coworker for their kid. Those fundraisers children do.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
and it's at work, and I keep forgetting.
Make these, Gina. You don't have to use your oven, so you're not breaking your rules with Adam's rules for you. So no grilling required.
Day-old dough.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want to eat that.
We'll see.
Dude, they're good.
I'll try that, and then I'll send you my oatmeal chocolate chip cookie recipe.
Okay, do that. I'll make them.
How do you send cookies in the mail? How do grandmas do that?
You bake them, and then you pack them up.
You put them in the bag in a box. Do you know how to send a package?
Yeah, like, don't they, like, check it?
Do you know about the postal service?
Don't they check
it? It's not illegal to send food.
Yeah, you can send food.
Don't they check it? But you just throw your cookies around, like your cookies can get all broke up.
They don't get all broke up.
They might. Yeah.
Pack them right. They won't be all broke up. And you will get some cookies in the broke. Mail.
You can Grandma. Mail
cookies.
I don't know how y'all do that. And never. Look, I don't know if you know this. Like, sending cookies is not something that comes up on my to-do list.
You can tell.
Yeah, why in the fuck would I send cookies to anybody? I'm going to eat the cookies. I get the cookies.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I've never sent any cookies, but I know how to send cookies.
How do you send cookies?
You make cookies on the grill.
Or just leave them out overnight.
Or leave them out overnight.
Leave them out overnight the next day on your grill.
Voila, you got.
And then you dump them in a box, and you just throw it as hard as you can at the address, and it just shows up.
Yeah.
Cool, man. I guess I don't know.
That's essentially how it works.
More or less.
Nobody ever sent me a care package.
More
like. Like, why would anybody do that?
Your church hated you, man.
I guess. I mean. I would just be at church and they had cookies. I would just go to the table and grab the cookies.
You don't get a care package?
I got so many care packages my freshman year of college, but then it's just your freshman year. Then they don't care. From your church or from people. I don't know.
People love you.
Really? I guess. That's weird. I don't know.
My friends' parents who liked me before I became an asshole.
Friends' parents.
Yeah. But you didn't want those cookies back.
My friends' parents never sent me anything.
I mean, I guess I got care, but I got stuff. But like, my mom sent me like not popcorn. Food. She sent me like microwave popcorn. Yeah, but
your mom never sent you a bag of chocolate chip cookies, man.
No, my mom doesn't make.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah, no, that's what I want. I want some tortillas. Yeah, is it stereotypical?
Maybe.
Sure, I don't give a shit. Fucking tortillas are good. When my mom comes over to babysit the kid, I ask her to make some tortillas. Is he whispering now off mic?
Is that you can't hear me all of a sudden? Before I was way too loud.
Yeah, I can hear the ambient noise. Mm-hmm. Now you're whispering into your armpit. I don't know what you're saying over there.
Talk like this.
Yeah, do that.
Is that better?
It's better. Yeah.
It's better than you talking into your armpit.
I said, does your mom make tortillas for you when she comes over?
She does. Racist.
Yes.
She probably likes doing that.
No, she doesn't. She says as much. No, I don't like doing this. I've been making.
She may say it, but she likes.
I've been making
it.
Tortillas for all my life. I thought I'd get a break. That's what my mom says. And I say, "Well, you ain't done yet, woman." That's what I say.
No, I bet.
That's exactly what you say.
Please, mom. Kid likes them. She wants
it's
them.
It's for her.
You're just trying to preserve your heritage for your baby girl.
Not really. I just want them. I don't have, you know, great ideas or great, you know, like thoughts or care for anybody else but me. It's just I want some.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to make them? Have you ever learned?
Yes, I can. It's just not the same though.
Are you sure?
Your mom making your favorite meal is just different.
I remember a time that Gina went out of town and had to basically pre-make your meals for the entire time she was out of town, so you wouldn't starve to death.
Although I did come back to the glorious tale of how he made spaghetti.
I remember that.
Supposedly. I have never seen that happen since. Just so y'all know, that was like 6 years ago.
What am I doing in the kitchen making food when I got me a wife? Huh? So that's what I got to say about that.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
I made spaghetti.
By spaghetti,
that 1 week.
You meant you put noodles into hot water and then poured sauce over them?
No, you just.
I didn't pour sauce on it. I don't like sauce.
You didn't use sauce. It was just noodles and butter.
I don't even think I put butter on them.
Like,
man.
They're supposed to be crunchy, right?
I don't think you made spaghetti, Adam.
It was cereal, is what that was.
Like, I was talking about this, about, like, sandwiches and things. Like, my go-to sandwich, like, if I had to make a sandwich, the sandwich I'm perfectly happy to eat is, it's like, bread, maybe some lunch meat, like, some ham on there.
Maybe something besides bread.
Maybe some cheese, but probably just mustard. It's like mustard, a thing of ham, another slice of bread. And I'm happy with that.
A bang of ham. Is that a measuring size?
Yeah.
A bang of ham?
A bam of ham. And then I'm done. I mean, I'll be happy with that. And, you know, Gina made a sandwich the other day. She's like, you hungry? You want some lunch? I said, yeah, I'll take a sandwich. Or she actually offered a sandwich. I said, yeah, I'll take one. She, like, toasted the bread and shit and put, like, lettuce or whatever. I don't even know what kind of lettuce it was. Just, like, different kind of lettuce.
Because it was nice and crispy. I was in the mood for that.
Yeah.
Sometimes then, I'll use green
leaf. It had stuff on it. It was like a good-ass sandwich. And I was just thinking, as I was eating, I was like, you know, I wouldn't make this for myself. I don't love me enough to make this. To make this sandwich here. It's the same thing with, like, oatmeal. Like, if I made oatmeal, it was, like, the plainest oatmeal that you can make. Right? I'd just be oatmeal. But Gina makes it with, like, pecans in it and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Brown sugar.
Dried cranberries, a little cinnamon.
Yeah. She does it up. And then, like, now it's to the point where if I just have regular oatmeal, like, I was like, oh, this is not the good kind. Like, oh.
How do you buy the kind that has the stuff in it? Where's that?
Where's the rest of it?
Gina, they didn't put everything in this oatmeal. But did you buy the wrong package?
I mean,
yeah, I'm pretty utilitarian about food when I'm eating for myself.
Yeah. Just keep it simple. Do you have something you love to make where you cannot make it simply? You have to add all the bells and whistles.
I mean, the most complex thing I make is probably curry. It requires a lot of things, but like when I'm like eating well and like cooking for myself and stuff, probably half my evening dinners are baked chicken with a little salt on it and some steamed vegetables, you know? So
I can train for a Mr. Olympia competition or something like that. God, all that fucking baked chicken. Shit. Mix it up a little bit, man. Get some salmon in there.
I don't like fish. I would try to force myself to eat salmon every once in a while, but
no fish.
Who doesn't like fish?
Get a nice fillet of trout.
A fillet.
Pan fry it. Mm. It's delicious.
Delicioso.
With rice and then your steamed vegetables. There you go.
Mm.
How bad is that?
Rice.
Sounds good.
I like rice. I can eat all variations of rice, I think.
Is that where we're going with this show now?
And I was just thinking about what
I like.
I wanted to talk more about Thanksgiving stuff.
Lamp.
And I was asking Dell if he had ham, but he was like, my parents don't love me. They're moving to McKinney for a week.
We did have ham, though. We had it tonight in turkey.
Yeah, I was asking, you know, I was in a
I had group. A whole bam of it.
Whole bam of ham. I was asking a few people about this kind of thing. And they're like, no, we don't do ham at Thanksgiving.
No.
Other people are like, well, yeah, of course.
I think we've talked about that here before.
Yeah.
I say hams for Christmas.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, this evil woman of mine is over here withholding ham from me. She's like, no, ham's for Christmas.
If I eat it at Thanksgiving, I'm not going to want it.
Are we going to have Christmas lunch? That's what I want to know.
As opposed to what?
I'm not sure what that question is.
Are we going to have Christmas lunch? No.
We normally have, like, on Christmas and on Thanksgiving, we have, like, we get up and have, like, breakfast-ish stuff at, like, 9 or 10. It's just kind of laid out, and you just kind of eat. Mm-hmm. And we don't eat another meal until, like, 2. And it's a huge meal, and that's, like, really the only thing.
2.
I wait till 7. Adam thinks that's so early.
I don't like eating Thanksgiving dinner.
I think it's. We've had this conversation.
I don't like
it. And you like it because people
from noon till like 7. I'll eat it at 7. It's dinner. I'm not
so late.
Yeah, it's too late. It is. I've tried it. We've done it for several years, and I've decided it's got to be earlier. Because then I'm not ready for pie. I have no room for dessert.
Yeah, I'm like. I can eat it
tomorrow.
You have to start the feast at 2, and then it just kind of trickles on for the rest of the day.
Yes.
No. Yeah. You know what?
You don't have to invite the people that you don't want over.
I'm absolutely just not ready to eat such a heavy meal in the middle of the fucking day.
Well, then don't show up to Thanksgiving.
I try not to. I try to stay in my room.
Go home on that day.
I try to stay in my room watching football,
stay away.
Playing video games, and then I'm still cold.
Hey, I got an Xbox One X.
Oh, yeah. What? I don't know. He's saying stuff. I'm not an Xbox kind of guy. I'm a PlayStation kind of dude.
Well, my brother's game just came out, so.
How do you like it?
He ain't my brother.
Don't lie. He's not listening.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot, actually. It's really fun. It got some pretty unfair, I think, reviews.
Those are for me.
Yeah. No, all the user reviews are stellar. Like IGN's reviewer, who's obviously being paid and a fanboy for by Nintendo and a fanboy for Nintendo, was comparing the Super Mario Odyssey, which is a game with a 30-year history made by one of the biggest video game companies in the world, to a startup company's first real game that was $30 with a very small staff.
Look, yeah. I get where you're coming from. Whatever, man. Brother, no, but whatever. And I mean, you don't get good job, good effort, anything, and you know, like.
But you have to take stuff for what it is, and you can't compare. Like, you don't compare. So you don't compare a year one piano player to the concert pianist for the New York Philharmonic. You know, you don't judge them based on that.
So I think reviews serve a purpose. I mean, you know, a lot of people are like, well, why don't you just try it yourself? I mean, yeah, that's the best way to do it. But you only, you know, there's a scarcity problem here, right? You don't have enough time to do any of those things. Or even like the time to build up the appreciation curve that you need, right, to appreciate this thing at a, you know, at its best enjoyed point. And so people that have can and do, they can review it for you and let you know, right? Like, hey, if this will be worthwhile, if, you know, and all these other things. So I think if the review, and I haven't read the review, I don't know, but if the review is coming from a point of view where like, hey, here's this game, and if you're making a decision like, should I buy this game, should I spend my money, or should I buy this game that came out, here's why you should pick the Nintendo one, right? It's a better, you know, you get better value. I don't think that's an unfair review.
Do you get better value though when you pay $65 for that game versus $30 for the other game?
I mean, you could, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There, maybe. Like,
that's
if they,
that's
if they,
what I'm saying.
If they limit it, if they limit it to those things, like, hey, all things being held equal, here's where it's better. But if you're like, you know what, I like supporting indie publishers and that makes me feel good and that adds to my value, sure. But you can make those decisions beyond that. If they can hold these things and compare what they can compare, and I don't think that's unfair. As long as they admit that and they kind of lay all that out.
But they don't. But this dude doesn't. And I actually trolled him a little bit, and he's a complete jerk. He's a complete dick face. But it's different. Like, yes, there's room for comparison to other games of the same genre, the same style out on the market, but the whole review shouldn't be based on this game isn't as good as Super Mario Odyssey, therefore it sucks. That's not the right way. That's not a review. A review should review the game on its own right and then seed it in the context of the other games, other offerings that are current or past or whatever. And it doesn't do that.
I mean, I suppose I don't know. It's hard for me to say from that perspective. I would say like stuff like
I'm not objective either. I mean, that's the truth.
My brother made this game. It's the best game there ever been. Was
it's not the best game ever, but it's a dadgum good game. It really is.
I like when I start doing that voice, and Dell starts doing his real voice and says "dadgum" in there.
It's a dadgum good game. Tell you what. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, I find myself watching like a lot of Conference USA football, right? And like, I care more about Conference USA football than I do, say, Mississippi State, anything, any SEC games. Like, I never watch SEC games. And like, objectively speaking, like, I think the SEC has a better product, but I don't care. I don't watch it. Like, I've watched enough football that I can just. I appreciate Conference USA football, and I have my reasons for doing it, and, you know, I can watch it that way. But if somebody came up to me and asked me, hey, I like college football, what should I watch? I'd point them to big time college football. Like, they're not going to be ready. They're not going to be ready to watch, you know, Conference USA, anything. They're not going to be ready to watch Western Kentucky versus North Texas. They're just not going to get it. So I don't know if I'd be the best to kind of review some of those things there, but I don't know. I think you can kind of get, as a reviewer, kind of too lost in the sauce, right? All the way over on one side, you kind of lose touch with, like, your average reviewer. But also think that if you're just, you have no experience in any of it, then you're a terrible reviewer also, because you wouldn't be able to point out the subtleties or anything like that.
Sure.
I don't know where I was going with that, really, to tell you the truth. But
Thanksgiving ham.
Yes.
Yeah. Bam with the ham.
So what else are y'all making? Cherry pie?
Eh.
That's not a Thanksgiving
mashed
thing.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I don't care.
Corn. Do you eat corn for Thanksgiving?
I think that traditionally it is a Thanksgiving thing. I don't like corn. But
let me also just say this again. This is not 1641 or wherever the fuck.
What's your point?
We can do whatever the fuck we want. We don't need to relive the one day where these two groups allegedly ate whatever the fuck they had.
You're right, man. We don't even need to have anything. Whatever. No cherry pies. No ham.
We can do Thanksgiving hamburgers. It's fine. It's a feast.
I know.
We're just talking about tradition, man.
But I enjoy it. It's fun.
Book tradition.
I came for a house where we scrapped the tradition several times and had, like, lobster on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
See, but we've done lobster.
We've done, like, what do you call that thing? I don't know.
It's called a turkey.
Mm-mm.
No, I see the value in doing something like that. Just, I think there are some things that have proven their worth over time. And I think that's turkey. I don't eat a big old giant roasted turkey that often throughout the year.
The thing I look forward to on Thanksgiving is the sides and the dessert.
Yeah.
Least is the turkey.
Mm-hmm. Dressing and sweet potato casserole.
I'm looking forward to having another one of these grilled up turkeys here.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was good. Do we still have some of that turkey left, though?
We do.
See, that kind of
I have one.
Have, like,
the part that just tastes
have
like
one
turkey.
Right here.
Here.
You got some?
Oh, Del has some.
Yeah, I mean, turkey's not my favorite meal.
Meat.
That's why I like a ham. I don't know. I mean, the thing is, like
wait for Christmas.
The British, they have turkey on Christmas, right? That's their Christmas lunch.
Why do they have turkey at all, man? Turkeys aren't British.
Do you eat an Easter meal?
Traditionally,
like
my family?
On Easter, did y'all have
No, we a never big did dinner? That. I didn't know. Like, people were like, what are you going to have for, like, Easter dinner?
What about you,
like,
Del?
What?
Yeah, I think we would just do a roast. Yeah. But I think ham is pretty normal.
Yeah, I would just roast various family members.
A roast, that's what you do for Easter.
He is arisen. Hey, what's up with Uncle Jim? Like that? That's crazy.
Yeah, that. A roast while eating roast.
It's the Easter roast of grandma.
That's the...
A roast.
Can't think about any jokes about grandma. But if I could, it'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's a traditional Easter meat.
Is
a
what?
Roast.
What do you roast? What is a roast?
Like a rump roast or a pork roast?
A rump of what?
Beef.
What the hell are we roasting?
Yeah, I always
potatoes.
Thought that was weird. I always thought that was weird when people said a roast. I'm like, of what?
You obviously have never been in a kitchen.
No, I don't know that, man. I don't know what people are roasting. Just take it for you. Cut it short. Like, I mean, go on. Revving some roasts. Go on.
Sure.
I mean, if somebody says you're having a sirloin, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. I don't know what a roast is, though. There are some things I don't know.
Oh, man. Gosh. We found one.
I'm not ashamed of it. It's like, it's the last 10 minutes of the podcast. Like, literally nobody listens to this late in the show. So I can...
When Adam reveals what a fucking roast all history.
Is. Yeah.
I never knew what a roast was.
Go back and listen to the last 10 minutes.
What else did I
tell everybody that you tell about the podcast, only listen to the last 15 minutes, and then go back and listen to the beginning.
See what an idiot he is.
All right, let me ask you this. When would I have had occasion to learn it?
Easter.
We never did roast on Easter.
For any, or any Sunday?
Yeah.
Any Sunday when your mom wasn't making tortillas?
My mom's not a white lady. She wasn't roasting nothing. She didn't make roast. That's not what we had. It's not the fucking thing.
She's not white like your mom, Gina.
My mom made roasts.
Yeah.
On occasion.
Yeah. Y'all lived in Idaho for a while also. Let's not forget that.
It's such an easy...
It's neat.
Like you said it, start it cooking before you go to church. You go to church and you come back and it's ready.
It's a traditional American family dinner kind of thing because
I know people say that all the time, but I don't know what the fuck's in it. I never
ask your mom to make a roast next time instead of tortillas.
See what she says.
See what she says. She's going to say, fuck a roast. I'm not making a fucking roast.
Roast what? She's going to say, roast what? Tortillas?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. For me,
I bet
Sunday.
She knows what a roast is.
She probably did. I don't know. Like a Sunday something to eat is like barbacoa. That's a Sunday meal.
Totally. Yeah.
For breakfast.
We have that all the time.
I mean, whatever. I eat it all morning.
What about for dinner?
I don't know. I don't plan that far ahead.
You didn't plan the barbacoa either.
I know.
I'm saying Sunday dinner. What was a typical
Sunday dinner? Yeah. I don't know. We had a typical Sunday dinner.
A recurring Sunday dinner?
No.
Roast?
How many times have you had roast in your life? Like, was it every week? Roasting Sundays.
They'd probably have it once a month, I bet.
Yeah, since maybe every other month or so.
God, that's a lot of roasts. I guess.
It's easy, cheap meat that you can make good by slow cooking it with some carrots and onions.
Yeah, I mean, because I've seen like Gordon Ramsay talking about roast all the time or whatever.
Yeah, we have pork tenderloin a lot too. Not a big fan of pork. No.
I know what you do with it. Yeah,
you do
have to mime it. You know what? I don't know if anything can beat just for any occasion meals, like a pork chop. I think you can eat that at any fucking time. It's good. You eat it for breakfast.
You can.
You eat it for
pork
lunch.
Chop, yeah.
Steak too.
Fucking dinner. This shit's good.
I eat a steak all day long.
Yeah. I haven't had a pork chop in a while. I think I'm at the point now, as I'm getting over the hill, I gotta save it for special occasions anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I made breakfast on my birthday, get some pork chops, fucking bacon. And that's what I'm going to do now. I can even enjoy the anticipation of it. I don't, if you're we just have it right
now.
Next
year's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm like, no, let's save it.
You're old.
Yeah, that's how.
You are old.
Being old. You get to enjoy
it. Y'all need to come to Mississippi and go to the Soul Comfort Food restaurant next door and have their pork chops and or fried chicken.
Who's in the kitchen?
Pearl, Miss Pearl.
All right, maybe. Somebody. She sounds legit.
Do they have a prefix?
And her whole family works there, basically. All her kids and cousins and sister.
Dang.
Yeah, there aren't really any good soul food restaurants here. There is one. So I don't know how good it is, but it's the only one.
Yeah, the lady makes the ribs over there. That's a good place. They had good food. Mm. They had good fried chicken. They kept bringing. There was they made a lot. That was the other part. I'm like, God, this guy was like, oh, I owe you two more, and he brought me I was like, oh shit.
Really?
Yeah, I got fooled up there. Like this whole week, I'm in a small conference room, so I had to adjust my eating.
That's where you're talking to us from.
Yeah, right now.
I'm in a small conference room.
What's a roast? So this week I have had a I thought about it because there's other people in this room, and I'm like, you know, I can't eat anything that's gonna make me gassy because it's a small conference room. You'll hear my stomach grumble space. Like, you don't want to do that. And this is just to let you know that I'm not a monster.
You care?
Yeah, I care.
You thought about what you would eat so your stomach wouldn't rumble?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a monster?
I'm being close proximity to other people.
I guess I'm a monster because I've never.
No, I know you are because I know, like, you just walk around, you're just fucking chewing on the podcast like a monster.
You're like a little Japanese girl, man. Like, Japanese girls get like morbidly embarrassed if their stomach growls in front of people.
Well, I don't care about the growl so much as, like, the after effects. I don't want to fart in front of anybody.
Post-meal bubbly gut?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to do that. Also, like, I mean, this is just a long line of things I don't do. Like, I don't chew fucking ice right next to somebody because that's gross and that's annoying. I don't eat smelly food in front of people. Like, let me get my fucking pad thai.
In front of people who aren't eating?
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah, I know it's not lunchtime and we just ate 30 minutes ago, but now it's time for a fourth meal. You know, like, we don't fucking need that shit. Those things maybe disgust me, you know, and so I don't do that. So I just, you know.
You do unto others.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So nice.
He's not a monster.
I'm not a fucking monster.
You're not a monster, man.
I know you are a monster. I mean, that's long been established. We don't need to. We're not comparing notes. Monster notes. But, yeah, I'm just thinking, like, even if I get hungry, I'm not gonna do that this week.
But you'll growl. You'll let your stomach growl in front of Gina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of being at home.
It's kind of rude, man.
I live in the monster's cave.
Yeah. Your stomach got to grow someplace. The funny part is, like, if I do pass some gas, like dads do or want to do, my kid, like, turns around, like, just been playing with the block. He goes, boop, boop.
Mm-hmm. I go, yeah, my phone made a weird sound today. And she was like, poo poo? No, that was my phone.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't think she quite understands the difference between just, like, gas and it's time to go poop. Because that's, like, a subtle difference. You need more, you know, larger vocabulary to kind of express.
It's just air. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah, so, I mean, right now she just, like, if it comes out my butt, it's poop. And, I mean, that's fine. That's good.
It's fair.
Yeah.
That's a good place to start. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think we're about done with this episode. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Eat yourself a Bama ham.
Don't forget to listen to our next album. We'll talk about it on the next show.
Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Yeah.
That's a very unfortunate album title.
Whoa, Nelly.
When you wrote that, I was like, that's not... She's just messing around to remind me that it's Nelly Furtado. That's not the actual name of the album. But it was.
Yeah, in case you missed it, last time we podcasted, we talked about Dookie and Green Day. And...
I think every other show is a good...
I mean, yeah, kind of how we... I mean, like, we don't want to turn this show into a music review podcast. Deranged Penguin Podcast is, at its core, whatever the hell we want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Deranged Penguin Podcast. Subscribe. You can subscribe, you know, on iTunes and shit. You can let us know what you think of the show. But, I mean, I think Dell's friend just, like, whispers to him, hey, I thought that show was pretty good.
Let us know if you like Rice.
He does.
Yeah.
Rice?
Other people just, like... text me.
Let us know what your feelings on Adam's growling tummy is.
Yeah.
Feelings are.
More of it on the podcast, less of it on the podcast. We'll let the listeners decide.
Is Adam a monster?
Gina.
Is that what your stomach sounds like?
Yeah.
A cat in heat? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Gina, do you have anything to say? Parting words.
Goodbye.